And welcome to episode 2 of the Knitting on the Run podcast. Today is Monday, March 20th, and I am attempting to squeeze a recording in while Thing 2 is asleep and Thing 1 is watching a cartoon upstairs. So fingers crossed we can get through an entire episode, but hey, we keep this short for a reason, right? Segments this week include FOs, Whips, In the Garden, On the Run, and two new segments, Wearables and Upcoming Events and Trips. So here we go, we're going to squeeze it in 30 minutes or less. First up in FOs, I only have one finished object this week, the Space Shuttle Baby Blanket that I mentioned last week. I finished the knitting and finished all the outlining and duplicate stitching, so it is done. It just needs to be blocked. I knit this one up in Karen Simply Soft. The recipients are not knitters, plus they have a dog who loves blankets, Buddy. So I figure Buddy will probably try to play with this at some point, so I wanted something that could be washed and dried really easily. So I do need to take that out and block it. And yes, for the record, you can block acrylic. I'll probably do a segment on that someday, but suffice it to say, steam blocking works really well as long as you do it very, very carefully. Google it before you try it, because you do have to be extra, extra careful. Next up in Whips, I have three projects that I worked on this week. I worked on the linen sweater that I mentioned last week in Louis Euroflax Sport. It's a bottom-up sweater, and I've reached the waist decreases, so that's exciting. It always feels good when you have smaller rows going on. I've also been working a lot on the Robin Shawl by Lee Meredith. This shawl is in Kino by Ito Yarns. It's a silk. It's really fun to work on. I really like how she designed this shawl. She uses color in a really intriguing way. The whole shawl is made up of short rows. So I'm on the sixth section, and it's kind of hard to describe. I'll put the pictures in the show notes and link to my project page. But it's all short rows, so it's got these interesting curves to it. And the shawl, it's vaguely triangular shaped, but it's not a triangular shawl. It's kind of hard to describe. You really have to see it to understand what I mean. So, like I said, I'll link the project in the show notes. But I'm really enjoying working on this. And the short rows are very easy because the whole shawl is garter stitched. So you don't have to pick up any of your wraps. Makes it super duper easy. The last project I've been working on this week is the Empire Top by Lily Go. And I'm knitting this in a discontinued yarn, Frog Trees Peekaboo, which was a cotton bamboo blend that I was really sorry to see go because it was nice and soft and lightweight. This is a short sleeve tunic top. It's from the top down. I've finished the neckband. I'm working on the yoke right now. I haven't joined it yet. It's going to be a while before I do that because it's actually a crossover top. So the two sides cross over your bust and then you knit it down from there. And I'm having fun working on this one as well, though I've got quite a ways to go on it. Next up section is wearables, a new section. It's always important for us to talk about what are knits we actually wear, and a couple podcasts I really enjoy have a similar segment, so I've decided to add mine as well. Thing 2 this week wore his Monomoy sweater. Well, I should say his brother's Monomoy sweater. I've knit several of these in Barocco Remix. Monomoy is a pattern I released last year, but I started working on it about 3 years ago when Thing 1 was only 2 years old. It's a long time ago. I also knit it a couple more times for both boys. Thing 1 and Thing 2 have both outgrown the sweaters I knit them last year, but Thing 2 is now big enough to wear that original sweater that I knit 3 years ago when his big brother was small. So that worked out really well for us this winter because all of a sudden it's been really cold around here. I've also worn my Poma sweater by Vera Sannin. I knit that up in the B-Sweet bamboo yarn. I like this one a lot. It's a very simple garter with a little bit of very simple stockinette with a little bit of waist shaping for the body, but the sleeves are reverse stockinette and have a lace panel down the outside. It's a raglan shoulder sleeve, and it was a really fun way to knit up. If I knit it again, I might switch the sleeve out and do a regular stockinette sleeve with the lace panel, but otherwise I really enjoyed working on that pattern. We've also been wearing all our hats around here. It's super duper cold out. I've been wearing my Twist and Shout by Michelle Denaire that I knit out in Plymouth Cummington years and years ago. Or ages ago, it seems like, I should say, not years ago. It's in Plymouth Cummington, just a nice pretty cable pattern. That's a free pattern you can get on Ravelry. Thing 2 has been wearing his little red cable hat that I knit for myself, oh lord, 7 years ago now. It was probably the first hat I ever knit, but it shrunk in the wash, so the babies have inherited it. And my husband and Thing 1 have both been wearing their World War II era style hats that I knit, those kind of generic ribbed hats you see in all the World War II pictures. I knit them both up a couple of those several years ago, so they've been wearing those. The last thing we've been wearing is I knit the English Garden wedding kimono from the unofficial Downton Abbey Knits several years ago. That was in a Cascade Ultra Pima. I do enjoy wearing that one. It's a nice kind of lightweight lacy shawl, but just enough bulk to keep you warm on like a cool spring day. I need to go back to this one though. I did the knitting, but I never went back and did the embroidery that really makes it pop. So at some point I'm going to take it. I've got some Firefly yarn. Classically it's Firefly, which is a linen blend set aside to work on the flower motif. So someday when I have time, I'm going to sit down and finally work on that. Upcoming events. So I thought I would put this here because in less than a month I'm actually going to be doing some knitting related travel. So if any of you are in the area, let me know. I will be at Webb's, yes, that Webb's in Northampton, Mass. The morning of Saturday, April 8th. I have a baby shower in the general area in that afternoon, and I find that I need a skein of yarn to match a colorway I bought there a while back. Yeah, I know I'm not going to get an exact match, but at least if I go in person with the yarn I have, I can get a close enough. I need one more skein, just one more skein, to finish a cable project for my son's teacher for the end of the year. This close, but didn't quite have enough left over. Anyway, live and learn. On Sunday, April 30th, I will be attending Stitches United in Hartford, Connecticut. I have a class that afternoon. I'm going to take a class on knitting photography, which I'm very excited about because my photography is mediocre at best. And I'll be walking around the market in the morning. Love to meet up with anybody if you're going to be there. And lastly, if any of you are heading to SSK, the Knit Girls annual retreat down in Nashville, Tennessee, Super Summer Knit Together. I will be attending this year. I am so excited. I've tried to get in several times, and I finally get in this year. Super duper exciting. Next up is In the Garden. This is going to be a pretty short section this week because we have been hit by an Arctic blast ever since I recorded last. It is flippin' freezing around here. I mean, I know we live in New England, but it's been cold. Holy moly. In general, it's been a really warm winter. We've been hitting warm temperature records left, right, and center. December, January, and February have all been extremely above normal, and now March, all of a sudden, is really below normal. We've had some Arctic blasts coming straight out of Canada, and it was topped off on Tuesday. We were supposed to get around 12 to 18 inches of snow. We didn't. Got worse. Instead, what happened was the storm pulled north, so we got less snow. We only got about 7 or 8 inches, but then it turned to rain. And then it dropped to about 10 degrees Fahrenheit, which, if I'm remembering correctly, is about 4.5 or so degrees Celsius. Flash froze everything. Everything was ice for multiple days. It's been a nightmare. I've had to carry the baby around everywhere, and if you've met him, he's huge. So that's not been fun, because he doesn't want to be carried. He's at that independent phase where he wants to go up and down the stairs by himself. Mind you, our house is built into a hill. So to get into our front door, you have to walk up an entire flight of stairs. Well, I'm not about to let my 20-month-old walk down a flight of ice-covered stairs. Yeah, he was having none of that. So it's been a fun week, let me tell you. So all those beautiful plants that were popping up last week and the week before are now kind of in shock because they got covered in a giant sheet of ice and it's been dropping into the single digits multiple mornings. It's been really, really cold. On the plus side, we do have some seedlings popping up, so that's made the boys very excited. Some of the cold weather crops, we've got lettuce and scallions and spinach popping up, and thing one planted some broccoli, that's come up. The basil just popped up yesterday, very exciting. I miss having fresh basil on hand. And the convolvulus, I think that's how you pronounce it, the dwarf morning glories, I planted those a little bit earlier than I normally do because they haven't been taking as well the past few years, and they popped up a lot faster than they normally do. Figures. Oh well. So we have a ton of seedlings under the grow lights. Our spare bedroom is now roped off from the cats. We have to keep the door shut because one of our cats loves to eat seedlings. Up until they get to about an inch or two tall, they start to get a bitter flavor. Our larger cat loves to eat all my seedlings, and to me it's frustrating, but when you have a 5-year-old, that's utterly heartbreaking when the cat eats all your plants. On to On the Run. Not much going on here. As I mentioned in the previous segment, I've been hefting my gigantic 20-month-old around. He's really not gigantic, but he does weigh almost 30 pounds. He's a solid little guy. So I haven't been doing a lot of exercising because my knee's been bothering me. When you have another 30 pounds of squirming weight going up and down 10 flights of stairs a day, because we go in and out of the house a million times, it feels like, it's been aggravating my knee. On the plus side, I did walk a mile last week for the first time since I dislocated my kneecap, so that was really exciting. I did that twice, and I'm hoping to do it two or three times again this week. Since my knee's been aggravated, I'm not going to push it any further, slow and steady. I'm still hoping that I'll be back to running, jogging a little bit, doing a gentle run-walk maybe in April. That's my target. We're looking to do a 5K, hopefully in June. There's a color run coming to our area. My husband did it last year with a bunch of colleagues from work and had a blast. I took the boys and we watched and he had so much fun. And my son has since run his first one-miler, thing one has, and he loved it. So we've talked about what Daddy did last year, what he saw at the color run, and then what he did when he did his one-miler last fall and how much he liked it and how much further it would be, but you can walk it. You don't have to run it. It's not timed. You can take as much time as you want. And we're thinking of entering as a family. Strollers are allowed. I can put a little thing over the stroller to make sure that the baby doesn't get doused with, you know, colored powder in his face. That or my parents might come over and watch the baby for the morning. But we might do a family 5K, which would be so much fun. We're really looking forward to that. That's all for this week. I'm hearing some noises coming from upstairs. I think people are waking up. So I'm going to sign off now before they make a lot of noise and I have to do a lot of editing. Have a great week, everyone. See you next week. Bye-bye. You have been listening to the Knitting on the Run podcast. Show notes can be found at knittingontherun.podbean.com. I can be found on Ravelry as Windswept Monique, on Instagram as Windswept Knits, and on Twitter as Windswept Des. See you next week.